this is the second part.
In het maakt de woman more examiner.
Yeah, so of course we saw the difference, how to distinguish between true prophets and false prophets. Now the team is going to center on the love of God. And it will help us to see if we ourselves dwell in Him. If we have love. And this is not about if you're saved or not. Go to 1 John 4:7.
اول یوحنا 4 هست. ای محبوبان یکدیگر را محبت بنمایید زیرا که محبت از خدا و هر که محبت می نماید از خدا مولود شده و خدا را می شناسد.
Yeah, so love one another.
همدیگر را محبت کنید.
And it's a commandment.
و فرمانه.
Yeah, go do this.
برید و این کار کنید.
You take action.
شما عمل کنید.
Yeah, it's something that is in our course.
این وظیفه ماست.
Why is it important that we love one another? Because God is love. And we are created in His image. And the Bible says that we are to be conformed to the image of Christ. Yeah, and we are representing God here on earth. Therefore, love one another.
It
doesn't say love everybody.
Yeah,
there are people that God tells us to hate because they hate God. Love one another. But this is a reality for every Christian with life. No, there are Christians that hate their brothers and sisters in Christ. And we already saw this topic coming up earlier in 1 John. And that's a problem. Yeah, and if you are like that, if you are hating your brothers and sisters or some of them, then you're not right with God. And the Bible says you're not abiding in Christ. Yeah, and God the Father and God the Son are not abiding in you. And it says here in 1 John 4:7, everyone that loves is born of God and knoweth God.
هر که محبت می نماید از خدا مولود شده و خدا را می شناسد.
Yeah, so it doesn't say that everybody will love is born of God.
نمیگه هر که محبت می کنه از خدا مولود شده.
Yeah, otherwise it will make no sense to give the commandment to love one another anyway.
اگر همیشه خدا اینجوری بود هر کی به اتوماتیک بار ایمان می
آورد.
پس فرمان نمی شد چون اتوماتیک بار بود.
No, those who show that love of God.
Yeah,
they are not only born of God, but they also know God. Yeah, this is the person who is a disciple, a follower of God. The person that abides in Christ and that keeps His commandments. In verse 8, we see the statement from the other side. Yeah, he that loveth not God, for God is love.
و کسی که محبت نمی نماید خدا را نمی شناسد زیرا خدا محبت است.
So if you do not have the love of God in your life,
محبت خداوند تو زندگی
نمی شناسد. Then you are not knowing God.
خدا را نمی شناسد.
And remember, we look at the difference between being known by God.
و تفاوت این که خدا شما را بشناسه.
And knowing God.
و شما خدا را بشناسید کجا بود.
Yeah, being known by God.
اگه خداوند شما را بشناسه.
Yeah, it's true as soon as he gets there.
وقتی که نجات پیدا می کنیم خدا ما را بشناسه.
Yeah, we will be part of his family.
عضو خانواده‌اش می شیم.
His child.
فرزندش می شیم.
But you knowing God, it's related to your walk with God. Yeah, getting to know Him better. Growing in faith. Yeah, walking in the Spirit. Abiding in Him. And He dwelling in you and you in Him. Yeah, this verse is not saying that if you don't love, then you're not saved.
And
thank God that that's not the case. Because nobody could be saved. Yeah, because none of us would love
perfectly.
Read verses
9-10. و محبت خدا به ما آشکار شده است و به اینکه خدا پسر یگانه مولود خود را به جهان فرستاده است تا به وی زیست نماییم و محبت در همین است، نه که ما خدا را محبت نمودیم، بلکه اینکه او ما را محبت نمود و پسر خود را فرستاد تا کفاره گناهان ما شود.
So how did God show his love to us?
خداوند محبتش رو چگونه به زمانش داد؟
Not that he sent his only begotten son into the world. But we might have life. And what was the purpose of Jesus coming?
هدف اومدن عیسی مسیح بود.
That would have a chance. We would be saved.
It
sounds almost the same as John 3:16.
به نظر میاد همین هست.
Yeah, for God so loved the world.
فصل آیه 9 میزنه همونیه که یوحنا انجیل یوحنا فصل 3 آیه 16 نوشته.
He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
زیرا خدا جهان را اینقدر محبت نمود که پسر یگانه مولود خود را داد تا هر که بر او ایمان آورد هلاک نگردد بلکه حیات جاودان یابد.
How do we know that God loved us?
چجوری می‌تونیم بفهمیم که خداوند ما را دوست داره؟
Romans 5:8 God showed his love to us in while we were yet sinners Christ died for us.
خداوند محبتش رو به ما نشون داد با اینکه ما هنوز گناهکار بودیم عیسی مسیح برای گناهان ما
بود. He is a propitiation for our sins.
او مجازات او کفاره گناهان ما شد.
Yeah, he stood in our place.
جای ما ایستاد.
He took the punishment that we deserve.
او مجازات گناهان ما را پرداخت کرد.
Some people look at this.
بعضی به این آیه نگاه می‌کنند.
And they say specifically about God the Father, how is that love?
این محبت چه محبتی خدای پدر داشته؟
How is love that God sent his son? Why did he die himself?
چرا خود خدا نمرد؟
First of all, there are two sides to the story.
داستان دو قسمت داره.
It is God the Father,
خدای پدر,
yeah, who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
اونقدر محبت نمود که یگانه فرزندش.
But there's also the other side.
اون قسمت دیگه هم هست.
Yeah, Jesus who himself gave himself as a ransom.
عیسی مسیح خودش داوطلبانه خودش رو به عنوان کفاره تقدیم کرد.
Go to Galatians 1:4.
غلاطیان 1:4 رو باز کنید.
Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father.
که خود را برای گناهان ما داد تا ما را از این جهان شریر حاضر به حق ارادهی خدا و پدر ما
خودش
شهادت
در زمان the love of Jesus.
محبت مسیح رو می‌بینیم
به معنی
که خودش داوطلبانه کفاره
ایمان خودش زندگیش رو تقدیم
کرد. برای ما که من و شما بتونیم زندگی
کنیم. Ephesians 5:24-25. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Yeah, Ephesians 5:24-25.
اما همچنان که کلیسا مطیع مسیح است، همچنین زنان نیز شوهران خود را در هر امری باشند. ای شوهران، زنان خود را محبت نمایید، چنان که مسیح هم کلیسا را محبت نمود و خویشتن را برای آن داد.
So Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice.
عیسی مسیح بود که خودش قربانی کامل را داد.
By giving his life.
زندگی خودش را داد.
By offering himself.
و خودش را به تسلیم کرد برای گناهان.
But what about the Father?
اما خدای پدر چی؟
Yeah, we gave Jesus, we gave the Son.
عیسی مسیح را داد، پسر را داد.
Yeah, is it like, oh, you go do it?
Son. میخوای که پسر تو برو انجام
بده. Oh, that's easy. So you go suffer. I don't have to suffer. Yeah, but if you are a parent, yeah, you understand that the Father made ultimately the biggest sacrifice he could give. By giving his son. Yeah, it's much easier for a parent to say, take my life, than to say, take the life of my child. Yeah, the Father gave the ultimate sacrifice.
پدر آخرین قربانی خودش داد، بیشترین قربانی رو پدر داد که اجازه داد که پسر خودش
قربانی بشه برای گناهان ما. خیلی سخت‌تر
بود برای پدر این کار بکنه، قربانی خودش راحت‌تر بود تا اینکه بخواد پسر
so they both gave the ultimate sacrifice. God showed his love towards us by sending his son
down for us.
And God, his son, showed his love to us
by
giving his life a ransom. For some? No, but it's for all. Yeah, salvation is a gift of whoever believes. Yeah, Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
و روح و عریس میگویند بیا و هر که میشنود بگوید بیا و هر که تشنه باشد بیاید و هر که طالب است از آب حیات به رایگان بگیرد.
Go back to 1 John.
برگردیم به رساله اول
یوحنا
4:11 را بخونیم. ای من خوبان، اگر خدا با ما چنین محبت نمود، ما نیز میباید یکدیگر را محبت نماییم.
Again, is this how God loved us? Then we should show the same kind of love to one another. Yeah, God's love was manifest in that he gave his only begotten son. God's love was manifested with Christ giving his life. We are to manifest our love by loving one another and making sacrifices for our fellow brothers and sisters.
That means
putting love into action. Yeah, we saw last week, we talked about if your brother or sister is in need.
و در مورد این هفته پیش صحبت کردیم، وقتی می‌بینید خواهر و برادرتون نیاز دارن به
چیزی. Yeah, they cannot make ends meet.
و اگر می‌بینید به نیاز روزشون نمی‌رسن،
and you are able to help.
و تو قادری که این کارو بکنی.
Yeah, don't walk away.
دور نشو.
Yeah, love them by helping them.
محبت کن به اونها.
I'm against socialism and everything about it.
من ضد سوشیالیسم هستم.
This is legalized theft. Yeah, but I'm for charity towards others from the heart, loving other people. Yeah, the Bible says that as we have opportunity,
that's
in Galatians 6:10. Yeah, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Yeah, so especially to other Christians. Yeah, do I only help Christians? No, I help other people as well. But even more if they are from the heart of faith. Yeah, they have the priority. Yeah, read verses 12-14.
کسی هرگز خدا را ندیده است، اگر یکدیگر را محبت نمایید، خدا در ما ساکن است و محبت او در ما کامل شده است. از این می‌دانید که در وی ساکنیم و او در ما، زیرا که از روح خدا به ما داده است و ما دیده‌ایم و سعادت می‌دهیم که پدر پسر را فرستاد تا نجات دهنده جهان بشود.
How is it that no one has seen God at any time? Yeah, because this is talking about God the Father. Yeah, but people did see God. Yeah, because they saw Jesus Christ the Son, who was manifest in the flesh. And we also have the Holy Spirit mentioned here. He has given us His Spirit. Yeah, the one who lives in you. Yeah, the moment you were born of God. And this is one of the things that runs through the book of 1 John. And that's the doctrine of the Trinity. Yeah, that God exists in three persons. And next we'll actually look at one of the most famous verses, the most easy verses to use to show that God is three in one.
که نشون میده بیشتر آشکار میکنه که خدا سه تا بود که در
یعنی but first John is a modalist killer.
اما اول یوحنا نابود میکنه هر کسی که بگه
yeah, people who believe not in the Trinity.
هر کسی که به تثلیث ایمان نداره.
Yeah, they believe that God is just one person.
یه بگن خدا فقط یکیه.
And that's the God the Father is just one head he has on.
این بس یه کلاه رو میذاره سر
and then got all the
spirits
and another hat he has on
and then got the
some another hat he has on which is a doctrine that is completely not compatible with scripture
and what it
really is, it's a mockery of God yeah, because you have scriptures where God is sending himself yeah, God the Father is sending God the Son, but then they say hey, it's the same person, just different hat.
خودش
رفته yeah. Having God talking to himself.
خدا داره با خودش حرف میزنه.
Yeah. Praying to himself.
برای خودش دعا میکنه.
Having God say, yeah, with the Jesus hat on. I'm not doing my will. But I am doing the will of the Father.
اما روح خاص پدر رو انجام میده.
Yeah. That is just mockery. If you teach that. Yeah, the God of modalism is a false God. It's not a God of the Bible. Yeah, and it's making God a liar. Oh, no one has seen God at any time. Yet we have seen Jesus. Yeah, many people have seen Jesus who is also God. Yeah, that doesn't make sense if you want to believe that these are just different hats.
دیگه بگیم فقط خداوند کلاه کاریش لباس کاریش عوض کرده معنی
نمیده
اما یه معنی
if you believe in the Bible like it teaches that God is three in one
سه تا و کاملا در اتحاد یکی
هست it's a lie if you believe that God now has the postman battle and then it has the sheriff battle
الان شده پست
and then it has the husband battle
بعد حالا شده پلیس بعد حالا میشه همسر هی لباس شبت میکنه نقش دیگر رو میکنه
let's get back to first John
40
how do we know that we dwell in God and he knows
کجا بدونیم که خدا خدا مانده ایم و خدا در ما
it's because we had some experience
چون تجربه کردیم
it's because we had some feeling
چون احساسای وجودی داشتیم
now here's how we know
yeah.
When you have love one for another this is how it is
manifested
and where does this love come from?
Yeah,
from God who is love yeah, in the flesh we struggle we don't know what love perfectly we can even hate one another but when we are walking in the spirit yeah, we will have love for our brother and sister Christ now skip to verses 20 and 21 for a moment
اگر کسی گوید که خدا را محبت می نماید و از برادر خود نفرت داشته باشد دروغ گوید زیرا کسی که برادر را دیده محبت نماید چگونه ممکن است خدایی را که ندیده است محبت نماید و این حکم را از وی یافته ایم که هر که خدا را محبت می نماید برادر خود را نیز
Yeah, it is striking how many times this comes up.
Yeah,
you loving your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah, that's a big thing. And
the Bible says you can use it to check in your life. Yeah, to see where
you're at.
If you have love for them in your heart, then you're keeping the commandments of God, and God dwells in you. But if you do not have that love, and the Bible says God doesn't dwell in you. Yeah, and therefore we also don't have the fellowship with God. Yeah, how can you say that you love God, who you have not seen,
خدایی رو که ندیدی
and then say you hate your brother who you have seen.
اما اون برادرش که دیدی و محبت کردی حالا روش متنفدی.
Yeah, that is simply not true.
نمیتونه.
Yeah. And loving God is not automatically. Yeah, we love God by keeping His commandments. Yeah, it's of course not about salvation. No, if you love God, love your brother, then you're not saved. No, it's a commandment. It's something we are to do.
Yeah,
it's a walk with God.
در قدممون با ایمانه.
Yeah, when the spirit man is not in charge.
روح اگر انسان روحیمون مسئول نباشه تو زندگیمون.
Yeah, then it will have effect on our life.
We're
not loving.
محبتی نخواهیم داشت.
Yeah, the old man is winning most of the battle.
اون موقع که اون انسان قدیمیمون پیروز میشه به جای انسان جدید.
And affects our relationship with God. And affects
our love. با خداوند. فلسفه صمیمیت و مشارکتمون با خداوند در زندگیمون.
Go to verse 15.
آیه 15. هر که اقرار میکند که عیسی پسر خداست و خدا در وی ساکن است و او در خدا.
Now of course we have the confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus will be saved. Yeah, for example, in Romans 10 we use it when we share the gospel. But in this context, I don't believe it points to that. It points to a different kind of confessing. Go to 1 John chapter 3. Now go to John
12.
I think you did the wrong verse actually. I meant John 12:42. First John 3:23-24 is also good, but it shows again that the dwelling has to do with your walk.
آمین آمین به شما میگم.
12:42 is one I meant. Yeah.
اما با وجود این بسیاری سردارانی به دین ایمان آوردند اما به سبب فریسیان اقرار نکردند که مبادا از کلیسه بیرون شوند.
Now, did these Pharisees, these rulers, did they believe?
آیا این فریسیان واقعا ایمان داشتند؟
And the answer is yes.
بله.
Yeah, some of the Pharisees actually believe.
بعضی از اون فریسیان ایمان داشتند.
But what are they not doing?
اما واقعا چیکار نکردند؟
They're not confessing Jesus.
عیسی مسیح رو اعلام نکردند.
Why? Because they didn't want to be put out of the synagogue. And they were scared of what people would say or do if they would come out for what they believe. Now, if you are confessing Jesus Christ, yeah, then you're shown that you're not ashamed of him. Yeah, that you're not ashamed of the Son of God. And you also know that God dwells in you, and you in him. Yeah, because you're not denying it. Go to Romans 10:16. What did Paul say there? Therefore, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 10:16.
اما همه به شرط رو گوش نگرفتند زیرا اشعیا میگوید خداوند را کیست که خبر ما را باور کند.
Yeah, Paul was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Romans 10:16. Nothing but sure, otherwise 10:16. For I'm not ashamed. 17. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Oh, no, it's one. It's Romans 1:16. Romans 1:16.
زیرا که از انجیل مسیح طرفدار نیستم چون به قوت خداست برای نجات هر کس که ایمان آورد اول یهود سپس یهودی.
That makes more sense. Yeah. Paul was not ashamed of the gospel. Yeah. When we abide in Christ. Yeah. We are not ashamed of the truth. Yeah. When we boldly speak it.
وقتی با شجاعت اعلام کنیم.
Yeah. We are dwelling with him.
در اون مانده ایم.
In Acts 2. Where we have the example of 120 being filled with the Holy, 120 being filled with the Holy Spirit. What are they doing? They boldly go out preaching the gospel. Yeah, a little further in Acts, the priest is home. We have deacons in the church. They are appointed. Yeah, the qualifications, people filled with the Holy Spirit. What do they do? Confessing Christ or boldly preaching the gospel. Yeah, you want to know if God dwells in you and you in him?
How
do you find to know? Are you confessing him? Are you taking the opportunities that you're given to share it with him? Are are you part of the soul winning process? Where do you stand as a Christian with God? How do you know I'm abiding with Him? Now first, John is helping you. Yeah, are you confessing your sins to Him? Making right with Him? Are you keeping His commandments? Are you loving your brothers and sisters in Christ? Are you confessing Jesus Christ? Therefore, are you hiding your faith? Yeah, you're afraid like the Pharisees. Yeah, to confess Christ. Yeah, this is how you know. Not if you feel God good or you have some experience. No, it is when you are actually walking in the Spirit and doing these things. Yeah, and these things just help you understand where you're at. Let me make one note here. Now, this is not so you can look at others and see where they're at. This is for you as a believer to look at your own life and determine where you're at the top. And of course, there are many people who will profess Jesus. Yeah, they will profess the Son of God, but are not saved. Go to, I'll give you an example. An example from the Bible. Matthew 7, 21-23. Yeah, and that's because they ate tasting. They give lip service to Jesus, but they don't actually believe Him. And they never trust in Jesus Christ. Matthew 7,
21-23. بسیاری در آن روز مرا خواهند گفت خداوندا خداوندا آیا به نام تو نبوت ننمودی؟ به اسم تو دیوها را اخراج نکردی؟ به نام تو معجزات بسیار ظاهر نساختی؟ آنگاه به ایشان صریحا خواهم گفت که هرگز شما را نشناختم ای بدکاران از من دور شوید.
So these people say, Lord, Lord.
And what are they? They're
prophesying.
In
His name, the name of Jesus. But are they saved?
No.
He said, I never knew you. Yeah, remember, it's important that God knows you.
But
these people, He said, I never knew you. Yeah, it starts with getting to be known by God. After that, you can start looking at things in 1 John. So we can see if you're dwelling in Him. Yeah. First one is clearly addressed to those who are saved. Yeah, these are things that as Christians we apply to our lives. And the next verse alludes to that again, the verse 16.
آیه 16 هم تایید میکنه اون اعتقاد رو بهمون. اولی یوحنا فصل
And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him.
ما دانسته ایم و باور کرده ایم. آن محبتی که خدا به ما نمیده خدا محبت هست و هرکی در محبت ساکن هست خدا ساکن هست خدا داره.
Now again, talking about dwelling in God and God in you. Yeah, when you dwell in love. Yeah, when you do not dwell in love. Yeah, again, if you hate the two others, especially Christians. Bitterness. If you don't put that love into practice.
Yeah,
if you shut your heart up towards your brother and sister in Christ, their needs. Then love does not dwell in you. And you are not dwelling in God. Read verses 17 and 18. About here, there's no fear in love. Now, you might remember another scripture which says, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Okay, so how does that work? There's no fear in love and then I fear God. Now, fear is a good motivation to do what is right. Yeah, if you do not sin because you fear the consequences, well, at least not sinning is good. Yeah, children sometimes don't do certain things because they fear the consequences. Yeah, they fear the spanking, the kutak from the parents if they do so. Yeah, but when they grow up, yeah, you hope that it transitions from doing what is right because they fear you to doing what is right because they love you. And it's the same as God. Yeah, when we start out, we often do certain things because we fear God. But God wants us eventually to grow to a place that we do what is right, that we obey Him, yeah, because we love Him. Yeah, that love is made perfect. And then there is no fear anymore. Yeah, because we are doing what's right from our heart. Yeah, and that is why the greatest commandment in the Bible is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah, because if you would perfectly obey those commandments. Yeah, and even if you would only obey the first one, automatically you would take
one.
You would do everything right. You're not going to lie. You're not going to steal. You're not going to gossip. You're not going to hurt others. Yeah. When we love God, we keep His commandments. Yeah. Dwell in love and God dwells in you and you in Him. Let's close with verse 19 because we already looked at 20 and 21.
تمومش کنیم میگه ما او را محبت می نماییم زیرا که او اول ما را محبت
کنیم
اولین قدم رو برداشت
He saw love the world
او قد جهان رو محبت
می نماییم
نیوال کردن در
شدار که خودش
رو دار قربانی برای خیلی یا برای همه همون
God loves him first. Now let's learn to love him back. Yeah, we're doing His will for our life as we find it in His word. Amen.
Amen.